The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Florida man looking at prison time for allegedly shooting down a law enforcement drone because that thing was harassing him. 51-year-old Wendell Goney.
Wendell Goney. Do you have a shot, if that's your name?
I don't know.
Not being just a neck with a gun.
That has defendant written all over it.
You know, you are more right than you realize because this guy has 29 prior felony convictions in Florida.
You name
this
it.
This is Florida man.
Goney's bedding up. Wendell?
Wendell Goney.
Wendell Goney. Oh, Wendell. I don't know if 29 convictions will even get you to the level of Florida man.
Yeah. Wendell Goney allegedly shot down a drone with a .22 caliber rifle back in July. Deputies had deployed the drone to search for a burglar in the area, and Goney told deputies he shot it down because he was being harassed.
Did you hear what old Goney did? That's what they call him.
So now he's looking at 30 years in prison for that.
Whoa. 30 years.
Well, right. You got 29 prior felonies.
He's got priors.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Felonies. This is like Wendell. 30 strikes and you're out.
What'd you do, Wendell?
That's a lot of strikes.
In this case, I'm okay with the strikes thing.
When
if it's 30?
Yeah,
you probably should sit down for a while.
Well, how are people looking at time like that guy that thought he paid for the Mountain Dew and that's his third strike? And this guy's got 29 felonies still has a gun.
It should be like a baseball game, 27 strikes.
Yeah, he would be so pissed if it was 27 strikes.
Yeah.
Craig.
Oh.
Pitch the ball.
27 foul balls.
Oh.
Think of all the balls they'd go through.
Man.
Yeah. You think they should have a softball rule? Third strike, foul ball, you're out.
Yeah.
Yes. Sit out.
There'd be a lot of strikeouts then for sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Get up there and swing. Make the strike zone bigger.
Right.
Who's the dumbass here?
Yo.
Bush.
In this room?
All of us.
Police around the country are noticing an uptick in scammers using movie prop money to buy things from unsuspecting merchants.
How obvious is that?
I think it says for motion picture copy money or motion picture use only.
Somewhere on the dollar, right?
All over it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's real looking, but you're right. It does say that.
And I imagine if you mark it with the pen, with the proper pen, it doesn't mark up properly.
Have you seen it? I've never seen movie money.
I don't know, but I mean, it looks real in movies.
It probably doesn't have that same feel as normal.
Yeah, it's got
money.
A different texture.
Right.
As soon as you hand it to a clerk, they'd go, "This is not real."
Yeah, so who's the dumbass? The people using it or the people taking it?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think there's a lot of people, no excuse, because the people taking it are obviously dumb, but there's a lot of people that don't see cash anymore.
So they wouldn't recognize it?
No, they wouldn't recognize the fakeness of it because they're getting everybody's just sticking their card in everywhere they go.
Yeah, but even if you're running a cashier stand, if you're running a cashier anywhere, you've got a drawer of money in front of you.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to handle it at least sometime.
Right.
There is a difference on the feel between the newer and the older bills.
Yeah,
that's you just true. Yeah. See
no,
this
just
come
goes
through
to show you a lot of people have really poor powers of observation.
Right.
They just don't pay attention.
No.
I can see the people using it being like, you think this will work?
It's also not their store, so they don't care. It's, whatever.
Yeah.
$40, okay.
Right, they're getting paid $9 an hour.
That says 40
Thanks
on there.
For your monopoly money.
Right.
Yeah, but at the very least, it's probably a couple hours of questioning from authorities that you don't want to have to deal with.
Nope. Not if you're a white woman. They don't even call you back. Remember that? My wife passed a $5
But the cashier, might have to sit down.
And, George Floyd was killed. And my wife passed one. They said, yeah, we'll call you if we need you.
She's still passing them.
No, yeah.
They haven't even gotten a hold of them.
Never stopped.
Nothing.
Yep.
Tyler's rolling in fake fives.
Rolling in fake fives.
Right. Don't take cash from Becky.
Love these cashiers accepting money with a picture of Alf instead of a president on it.